Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll hear from Mark Swinney, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Cerrillos, New Mexico.
There's a horse I know who was, she was injured to such a degree that she couldn't move or anything. So here's what happened. I'm with that horse and begin praying by zipping my lip and just being open to the presence of God. And I know that God is always present. God is love. God is spirit. God is mind, M-I-N-D. Here's what God says to me. Being perfect mind, I want you to know that I only produce perfect thoughts. God was showing me that this horse, as much as it appeared to my physical eyes as a broken material being, God was telling me that he sees this horse as actually his thought. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy says that God creates all forms of reality. His thoughts are spiritual realities. Well, yes, for something to be real, it must be his idea, his thought, and that's why it's invulnerable. And so I felt so loved, I guess, and I felt God's love for the horse too. So I come back the next day, and the horse is no better at all, but I didn't feel even a little bit unsettled because I'd already gotten that Christly message, that wonderful news that God's thoughts, divine mind's thoughts, are perfect. And so I was settled in that truth. The next day, I come back. No change. But you know what? I have to say, I felt even more confident. Well, the next day, she was running and playing and jumping just like horses do when they're having fun. And that was the end of it. And it was like God had just taken me by the shoulders and said, good news, I am perfect mind forever. My thoughts are perfect.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Mark and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.